the rest of the story. I want you to meet Bunny Marie. When Marie Catherine Oakes, O-C-H-S, applied for a job as a Playboy bunny, she thought she knew what she was in for, but she did not. She could not have imagined. The moment she stepped into Manhattan's Playboy Club, a security guard taunted her. Here, Bunny, Bunny, Bunny. She hadn't yet even applied for the job. As a trainee, she was quickly exposed to the rigors and the hypocrisies of bunnyhood. A bunny must, for example, be friendly and pamper the club customers, must cultivate a sort of relationship with them. But they must never know anything about her personally, not even as much as her last name. They must never see her under any circumstances with a husband or a boyfriend. They must never touch her, even though many did. They must never date her, even though many tried. Any intimate association of bunnies and customers was strictly prohibited on or off the club premises, even though no applicant would be accepted without first being tested for venereal disease. Now, I don't know if that really had to do with this, but Marie learned very quickly that there's something called a number one key holder, a VIP in bunny land. Club executives and important members of the media, among others, qualified for this status. Those in possession of number one Playboy club keys could break the rules and date the bunnies and ask personal questions and get the answers. Marie also learned how to do the bunny dip, that is, how you lean slightly backward in the skimpy costume while placing drinks on low tables. So, well, the bunny costume itself was so tight-fitting that many of the girls' legs went numb from nerve compression. But through it all, in spite of it all, Marie managed to smile because her job depended on that smile. Her job depended on being pleasant, even when some rude hick is tweaking your cottontail and making suggestive remarks. On laughing, even when you have heard the club comic's jokes 100 times, you're still expected to laugh. On cheerfully reciting all of the familiar customer-pleasing lines, even though your feet are swollen and in agony. On maintaining enough self-confidence to face yet another day of the same dreary, demoralizing thing. And Marie kept facing those days until she had accumulated enough incredible experiences to comprise an article about them. And then she wrote the article. And in many ways, it changed her life. She was a long time being accepted as a serious journalist, even after writing that article. And the long hours on high heels permanently enlarged her feet by half a size. But Marie knew that she had done the right thing, particularly after other bunnies began calling her and thanking her for giving them an unprogrammed voice. She said, they said, that they had been emancipated by the words she wrote. And so, a sort of feminist movement got underway. Marie came to understand that all women are bunnies, at least potentially, the metaphor of which is implicit in a photograph occasionally published by Playboy magazine even to this day. A picture of her, Marie Catherine Oakes, in her bunny costume. Of course, you know Marie better by another name. Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem? Gloria Steinem. Now you know the rest of the story.